So imagine a computer system that is forced to execute a billion-dollar stock trade before it even knows if the money actually exists.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but that is the reality of today's high-frequency trading.
Right, and welcome to today's deep dive, everyone. We are unpacking a really complex paper today on it's called dual-lane latency architecture.
Exactly. Our mission here is to understand how financial markets are trying to fix this massive structural flaw, known as the irreversibility gap.
The irreversibility gap. Okay, so where does that gap actually come from?
Well, it exists because of how computers fundamentally process information. Right now, these financial systems are binary.
Right, so everything is just a one or a zero.
Exactly. I mean, they can execute trades in mere microseconds,
Yeah.
but auditing those trades, like checking risk limits or verifying funds, that takes much longer.
Because binary logic forces this immediate black or white choice, right? So the system essentially makes a speculative guess just to keep up its blistering speed.
You got it. It
Yeah.
has to guess.
Okay, so it's kind of like a restaurant starting to cook your meal the second you even look at the menu just to save time.
That is a great analogy.
But I mean, if you order something else, they have to throw the food away and then the whole kitchen backs up.
Precisely. And in financial markets, if that speculative guess is wrong, they have to roll back the software.
Which sounds incredibly messy.
Oh, it is. You can't just hit undo on a livestock exchange. A rollback means trying to erase actual market history.
Wow, so that would trigger trade rejections and what, cascading failures across the whole network.
Yeah, massive cascading failures.
Wait, if rolling back the software causes that much market chaos, why don't they just, delay the trade by a fraction of a second to verify it first? Like, just slow the kitchen down to make sure the order is actually
I
right.
mean, it sounds totally reasonable, right? But it hits a wall called the tick-to-trade paradox.
Tick-to-trade paradox.
Yeah, in high-frequency environments, slowing down even by a single millisecond completely eliminates your competitive advantage.
Oh, because if you wait to verify, someone else just grabs the stock.
Exactly. You lose the trade entirely.
Right.
So you absolutely need that blistering speed, but you also need physical finality.
Like the absolute certainty that a trade is valid.
Right.
Okay, so if slowing down kills their competitive edge, but guessing causes systemic failures, it sounds like they are trapped by the limits of binary code itself.
They really are. And, well, that is the big breakthrough in this paper. To escape the trap, they abandon binary entirely.
Wait, really? Abandoning binary?
Yeah, they move to something called delay-insensitive ternary logic.
Okay, ternary, meaning three states instead of two.
Exactly. You have a minus one for a reject, a plus one for a commit, and then a brand new holding state.
The zero.
Yes, the zero. The researchers actually call it the sacred zero or the null state.
The sacred zero, I like that. So instead of trying to force one process to be both fast and perfectly accurate, they just split the work.
You hit the nail on the head.
So you'd have like one lane sprinting ahead to make the trade and another lane taking its time to check the math.
Exactly. That is the dual lane architecture they're talking about. The fast lane computes a provisional result in under 2 milliseconds.
Wow, that is fast.
Yeah, it races ahead to claim your place in line at the exchange. But, and this is the genius part, it intentionally defaults to that sacred zero holding state.
Oh, so it hasn't actually spent the money yet.
Right. And meanwhile, running in parallel is the audit lane.
Okay, and that lane takes its time, what, maybe 300 to 500 milliseconds?
Around that, yeah. It spends that time running deep cryptographic hashes.
Like complex mathematical proofs to verify the funds and generate an audit token.
Exactly.
Okay, so the fast lane grabs the stock, puts it on hold with that sacred zero, and then waits for the slow lane to bring the cryptographic proof. But what stops a glitch or, I don't know, a hacker from just skipping the slow lane and forcing the trade through anyway?
Well, because it is not just a software rule. This is actually built directly into the silicon using a hardware component called a Muller C element.
A Muller C element.
Yeah. Think of it like a physical toll gate.
Okay.
Unless it receives two electrical green lights simultaneously, like one from the fast execution lane and one from the slow audit lane, it physically refuses to let the electrical signal pass.
Oh, wow. So software can be hacked or bypassed or rewritten, but this holding state is baked into the silicon itself.
Exactly. They're using the literal laws of physics to prevent bad trades.
That is wild. It literally does not have the voltage to output a final commit until the audit clears.
You've got it. It physically cannot complete the transaction without both inputs perfectly converging.
That is amazing. So, what does this all mean for you listening? It means the invisible financial infrastructure you rely on every day is being fundamentally rewired.
It really is a massive shift.
Yeah, we are moving toward a world where systems don't have to sacrifice cryptographic truth just to achieve computational velocity. Because of this hardware tollgate, they can finally have both.
They can. But, this dual-lane setup does introduce a fascinating new vulnerability.
Oh, of course it does. There's always a catch.
Right. The paper actually outlines this in its threat model. To protect the system, if that slow audit lane gets flooded with too many transactions, it triggers what is called hard back pressure.
Hard back pressure. So it physically stalls the fast lane to prevent a massive backlog.
Exactly. Which raises a really urgent question to leave you with. Could a sophisticated adversary intentionally weaponize this sacred zero safety mechanism?
Wait, you mean like flooding the audit buffer with complex junk data?
Yeah. Just purely to trigger that hard back pressure and essentially freeze the entire market during a critical trading window.